We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I have a very long day ahead of me, so I'm going to need to keep this thing moving.
This is Hour 10 of Fourier's 25 for 25. 25 hours on the radio with the goal of raising $25,000 for the American Diabetes Association.
Let's do this!
Brought to you by Test Strips, Think Inside the Box, Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in men's sexual health, Omnipod Insulin Management System, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, and Atlantic PowerCleaning.com. To make a donation, visit WEEI.com/25.
This is the Airing of Grievances Hour on WEEI.
The thing that's most irritating about Christian is his snoring and his refusal to wear his mouth guards.
We'll give Kim Fourier and Steph Merlone a chance to let their men know the things they do that piss them off.
It was an atrocity.
I feel mostly anger.
And we might even give Christian and Lou a chance to respond with some things of their own.
Why do we have a conference call?
Nobody likes you. You suck. Keep playing like dog.
It's the Airing of Grievances Hour. Right now on WEEI.
All right. I'm excited about this hour. I am excited about this hour. The gloves are off. Nothing but honesty. Nothing but just airing all the grievances. Lou Merlone.
I'm ready.
Steph Merlone. Christian Fourier. Kim Fourier. So if you haven't heard, if you don't know, let me explain it to you. We started this at 2 p.m., and the original name was 25 for 25, which was, you know, 25 hours straight for $25,000 to raise for the American Diabetes Association. Well, I ate that pizza pretty quick, Lou.
It's good, huh?
I'm having a hard time with it.
I knew you'd love it.
So,
Framingham Bakery piece.
And so, quickly, we hit 30 grand pretty quickly. So, we decided that we were going to go have a new goal, and it was going to be 25 for 40. And we actually just hit that goal.
You did.
We're at $40,536. So thank you to everybody that chipped in, that called in, that has been donating. It's been a fabulous experience. But now we have a new goal. Now we're going to go 25 for 50. So I guess the cool name will be 25 times 2. Anybody like that name?
I like it.
You like that name? I like it. So 25 for 2. Let's see if we can get that in the next hour. Okay? You guys...
In the next hour?
In the next hour.
I was thinking by the time I see your ass at 2 tomorrow.
Ten grand. We could do, I believe, the Fourier's
what
and Merlone's.
It
is 11:08. I believe that the Fourier's and Merlone's. Come on, can we get all yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Fourier's and Merlone's.
Can Dakota
can
call
that?
Back in?
Dakota, give another 10.
All right,
so if you want to donate, please go to weei.com/25. And you can check out all the information. There's a cool video on there. Lots of information. It can be $25. It doesn't have to be much. Whatever you can give, we're not picky. If you want to bid on some of the auction items, all you need to do is text WEEI to 71760 to view the 25 for 50 online auction items. And we got a lot of cool stuff. The Patriots donated. The Celtics donated. The Boston Bruins donated. The Red Sox donated. The Paw Sox, actually, I think that's the one I like the most.
Did you bid on that yet?
No, I actually went on there, and somebody's already above my pay grade, so I don't think I can bid on it anymore.
Throw out the first
pitch.
But
the Paw Sox is great. This is what I wanted to do with the Red Sox, but they won't let me do it. You can go to a game, includes four premium tickets, a VIP tour of McCoy Stadium, and they're not going to be playing there long, so you better hurry up and go there, an on-field photo, and then you actually get to throw the first pitch. Can you believe that?
That's cool.
You get to throw out the
first
pitch. I know it's not, you know, it's not the Red Sox, not Fenway, but it's still pretty cool. So, are you guys ready? Ladies, are you guys ready?
I'm actually looking forward to this because I know that Kim, I'm sure, has a lot of issues with you. I know my wife doesn't have any with me.
You say she doesn't have any with
you? No, I mean, you know, perfect husband.
Because you're a perfect husband.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to let, you know what, Steph, I think I'll let you go first. You can, you know what? Whatever it is, listen, you're not going to be held accountable for this. Lou's never going to hold a grudge. Here's your one opportunity. You're in the nest.
So you just want me to, like, lay it out here? Like, just.
Yeah,
all
just
of a sudden,
diarrhea of the mouth.
This is everything that drives
well,
me crazy.
Well, give me one thing. You know, you guys can take turns. Because I know Kim's got.
We only
a lot.
Have an hour.
Okay. Oh, and we do have the not so newlywed.
What would the one
game
thing
be? Give me
what
one
is
thing.
The one thing? Because there's only one thing, maybe. What is? What would
no,
the one.
I don't know how to prioritize.
Just in no particular order.
I'm going to start with. I want to say it's a combination of snoring and smelling, but I think I'll.
What do you mean smelling?
Well, you.
I got my mouth guard in. I'm good.
Wait, it's.
No, it's when you put it in, but let's go back to the smelling.
What's wrong with the smelling thing?
He smells.
Something what do you mean I smell?
Like
all the time?
BO or? No, like.
Gassy?
Yes.
So he farts.
I can't stand it.
I think it's healthy.
Does he fart in bed?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Like a Dutch oven?
No, like literally, I'll walk out the door and like in his head, he thinks I'm gone, like out of the house.
No, okay, listen,
and it's
I'm
so
sorry.
Freaking
let me
loud.
Tell you something, guys. Like, you know, you wake up in the morning and the wife's not there and you're like, I'm all alone. I'm like, oh,
like,
and you just
why
gas.
Does that happen
and as
to you
do that, the bathroom door opens and you hear, really? And I'm like, well, I thought you were downstairs.
Like, but what I want to know is why does that happen to you? Like, why
you
do you like wake up and you have to do that? Like, you have to. Like squeeze it out.
I think
it's so loud.
That too, but like I think it's a guy thing.
It's an Italian thing.
What? Like it's, I can be in the other room. I can be downstairs. Even Mason the other day.
And you smell it?
Heard it.
Well, you guys were at the computer. I thought you were ball upstairs. I was in the bath. I was in the living room watching football.
Yeah, it's
and I was just completely comfortable.
Disgusting.
I hadn't heard from her or my kid in like a half hour, 40 minutes. I thought they were upstairs doing something.
I don't
something.
Understand it.
And
does he
I
do
just.
That?
I
he does it, and then he blames it on the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I fart all the time. I don't want to get a cramp.
What?
I don't think it's healthy to keep it in. To be honest with you,
I think there's scientific studies.
I think it's proven.
So do you guys think that like?
I've never farted in front of him.
Yeah, wait.
I've literally never farted in front of him.
Can you believe that? She's never. I've known on her for 11.
No, on purpose. Why would?
No, but she never
ever.
Not even by accident.
Well.
Because I've tried to catch
because
her.
Because when you're in public, we're public still. Like you just don't let that happen.
I know, but have you ever heard Steph fart?
No.
Wait,
girls, women don't fart.
Really?
I don't know.
We've got Mason convinced of that.
So wait, so this is a pair here. You've never. I mean, sometimes I feel like Jesus,
no.
Like you've been married long enough. Like, what's the big deal? Just you're not crossing any barriers,
because it's
are you?
Rude, and it smells.
Wait, farting
gross.
Is rude.
In, like,
are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's like, a natural. Like bears do it in the woods.
I think
woman to fart in front of their guy.
I think burping's worse.
Like, you know what this reminds me?
I mean, to belch.
Yes. Like you just sitting down.
No.
Here comes the burp. That's sort of like rude. Like a good one. Like a good one.
Well,
you know,
if you're like doing it on purpose.
Well, no,
but,
just
if you're like
long
trying to
get
it out. Yeah. That's gross.
That one.
That
one is like really
I
like that
sound
is
effect
like
button yeah.
That was actually Christian burping.
That was me
into the mic.
Kim, this reminds. So there's this. I don't know. I think it's a video that we've watched, and it's of this couple, this young couple, and the video starts off. They're just hanging out, and I think the title of it is "Breaking Barriers" or "When Breaking Barriers Go Too Far." And so, what is it? So the guy farts next to the girl, and the girl looks at the guy, and says, "Huh." I guess this is where we're at now.
Too comfortable.
And so she starts farting every 10 seconds. Yeah. I mean, like, just all over
how
the place.
How do you make that happen? Like, how do you just...
Don't you think there's a certain aspect...
I know I have friends that will do that in front of their husbands.
They can make... They can just do it?
Oh, like, no.
They're just comfortable.
They're comfortable.
Command.
Yes, they'll sit on the toilet in front of them.
You can fart in front of me.
Also.
It's fine.
No, so you know what?
I don't think... You know
I think
what?
We're
do
there.
You guys remember...
I mean, I think we're at that point where I feel comfortable if you did.
No. Do you remember...
That's Lou, by the way. That's Lou. That's a real Lou. That is Lou farting.
That is not.
Are you serious? I have
played again. Hold on. Everybody listen.
On his trombone.
Hold on.
I have more bass. God.
Listen. That's Lou.
That is not.
That's so bad.
I can't believe you're denying that.
I'm so embarrassed.
Such a lie.
All right, Kim.
See, wait a minute. There should be, before you get married, there should be like
like a contract, like something that you have to go, these checkpoints you need to go over.
You should just look to
like,
my dad.
I should have gotten like instructions or some sort of something.
Like a manual?
Yes, that said, this is what's going to come with this person that you're going to marry. Can you agree to these things?
It'd probably be a no.
Listen, I know you thought I was perfect.
Well,
but
no,
you know,
really.
I mean, the reality was it's not realistic. So, I mean, you know, there was some warts here. I know you looked at me and said, this, yes,
warts?
This is the guy.
Yes, warts. You have warts
still,
too?
No, but I'm just saying there were some issues. You know, you couldn't have thought I was that perfect.
No, I did not think you were perfect at all.
All right. So, Kim, you got it. So, Steph went first. So, be gentle. Be kind. What's your biggest grievance, I guess?
I'm just going to go with the most obvious one, which is the snoring. Why are you looking at me?
Oh, okay.
You look really scared.
No, I think I knew you were going to. I knew
something else was.
I knew
you were going. Are you leaning snoring?
I knew you were going to say. I knew you were going to say snoring.
What did you think I was going to say?
I wasn't sure. So it's just snoring. What? That's it.
No, that is my. That's my biggest grievance.
Okay.
Because it's the. You know, when you fall asleep without the mouth guard in.
Both have mouth guards.
Yeah, this is so bad. But see, I grind too.
Smell.
So do I.
So when I don't have my mouth guard in,
I don't hear the grinding.
The grinding will wake her ass up too.
Oh my God.
I'm a train wreck.
So is it just the snoring?
It's the, at night when I try to wake you up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you just, nicely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you just please, last week I was up for 2 hours.
I know, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, can you just please put your mouth guard in? And you said, maybe later.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
You said that?
Wait
you
a second.
What?
Yeah.
You actually said that?
I was, maybe. I don't really remember.
You know what?
I don't remember.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Maybe later.
Are you a deep sleeper?
Oh. I am.
No. I mean, he was literally, he was speaking to me.
I don't remember. Yeah. She said she woke me up like 10 times. I remember.
I did.
I don't remember any of them.
I've watched literally every Netflix, like everything on Netflix, alone because I'm up while he's snoring.
I will say this, though. I will say this. I'll give you some props. When I am being loud and snory and smelly, because last night you told me I took my shoes off, hopped in the bed, and she's like, oh, my God, what is that smell? I was like, I guess that's my feet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was stinky. I was smelly. But you're very nice. I would say usually when you're polite, ask me to put my mouth guard in. It's very sexy.
Maybe later.
Maybe later. Oh, God. I knew I was going to get the brunt of this. I just knew it. All right, so you give me one for Steph.
Well, hold
wait,
on.
Wait, I didn't
we're not done.
Oh, that's it?
I'll oh, no, they're not done.
Oh, that's it?
I didn't think it was going to be a... All right, give me number... flipping it.
Oh, okay.
Give me number two.
No, I'm with Kim on the mouth guard thing because I'll ask you... In the middle of the night, could you
and
nicely,
I
try nicely, put your mouth guard in, could you?
Elbow in the
and
ribs.
He says, yep. And he doesn't move. And I wait. And
yeah.
I count.
Yeah.
I start counting.
Well, that's because I'm a deep sleeper.
And then it's like 2 minutes later, Lou, could you put the mouth guard in? Yeah, uh-huh. And he still doesn't move.
Have you ever recorded him snoring?
No. Like, why bother? Who cares? Who wants to hear that?
Kim?
Miss Fourier.
Well, I know.
I needed him to know what he sounded like because he doesn't believe me.
Snoring is one thing. This one.
What?
He chews things.
What do you mean I chew
like,
things?
You chomp it. It's like you're eating
something.
I grind my
teeth.
No, it's not just grinding.
What else do I do?
You chomp. You like bite down. Like chew. Like chomp, chomp, chomp.
So I had like 17
and then grind nails. And then snore. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Like, what the hell is going on?
That's
in
why
there?
I need the mouth guard.
It's worse than that.
It's worse than that.
That weird.
So
sound
you're trying to sleep,
did?
Amy? Give me a little bit of taste.
No,
of
I
that
do
again.
The.
Yes.
That.
This is. It's worse than this.
No, I'm not chewing on anything. It's just a.
You're breastfeeding.
Yes.
Well, no, you don't make that noise.
Well, I don't even know.
But you. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Do you have another one, Kim?
It was the when you took over the office, when you switched the time slot.
Oh, yeah.
You literally blew up my world.
And well, see, Kim has her own business and she works out of the house. And I mean, yeah, we moved time slots and I
didn't leave the house at 7 a.m. anymore.
No, I didn't leave.
So was that sort of a problem? Because I remember like me being like, oh, the good news is I don't have to leave till noon. We can spend more time. And she was like, yeah, but you know. now you're just going to get in my way. Yeah. I have like a routine now.
She had to tell me to stop talking to her.
Yeah.
She had to get my way. Yeah. To stop talking
I had
to
a
her.
Routine.
Like, she was, again, very polite. I will give you this, very polite. She's like, listen, I have work to do, and I don't have time to chit-chat about the Celtics or this or that. I was like, well, I thought we were going to be buddies. I thought we were like, hey, we're back in college.
Yeah, and he was like office buddies or like moving desks together. Like, you know, like we shared a bedroom and we're moving beds together. And, but it was more like the TV in the kitchen was on and Alexa was on. And then the office TV was on and it was all at full blast. And you're on the conference call screaming. And my conference call, you didn't care that I was on my conference call. And it was, I'm like, oh my gosh. This was, it was a full on takeover of.
Yeah, I feel like work. I have a, I can't tell that I'm being loud.
Why do we have a conference call?
I hate the conference call, by the way. If I get rid of the conference call, I would be done with it.
I think that's a good idea.
That's how
we should
you
get
speak
rid of the conference,
we the same,
conference call.
We have the same discussion as well. Out of nowhere at 11, I'm like, oh God.
Do you have something?
Anything else?
I know you got more, Steph. I mean, come on, give it all.
That
come
might
on.
Be it.
Steph had some good ones. That.
What do you mean some good?
Steph had some good ones? You guys have been talking.
That were
sure
similar.
What else you got?
Well, the phone thing, speaking of the conference call, but the texting, or it's not even texting. Lou has, he is the worst with the phone. Like,
what do you mean?
You can't. So, as an example, I mean, I'm always like, put the phone down when we're talking, at least, or out to dinner, or it's like, it's so embarrassing when I see we're out or we're anywhere with anybody else, not just me, but anybody.
Mm.
And he'll be having a conversation and I'll be, you know, standing there part of it. And he whips out his phone and starts looking at his phone. And it's like the three of us are in this conversation, but he's half there and half on his phone scanning
through.
Oh,
it might be breaking news. I mean,
so the other day we're having a very serious conversation.
Yeah.
Ooh. Very Ooh. Uncomfortable and serious.
Ooh. Yes.
And he actually, in the middle of it, picks up his phone and starts looking at scores, like they were box scores or something.
No, what happened like, was I got a thread with some buddies, and like the phone went zim, 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 zim. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? And it was, I think Jimmy G had probably thrown his, like, you know, potentially third or fourth. And I'm like, Jesus, is he really that bad?
So he's,
and I had to look down and see what was going on real quick because we had, you know.
So he reads the messages and then scrolls over to the box, the numbers, the scores, or whatever he's looking at.
Didn't go over so well.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was going to swear, but I stopped.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, in the middle of this conversation.
Are you pooping me?
You are going to, no, it was a bigger word than that.
Oh, might have been.
He's going to pick up his phone.
I think Steph's really getting mad right now.
I was so mad.
She's bringing herself back.
I was so mad.
Yeah, but you call her.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, angry Steph.
Are you saying that there's a similar situation, Kim, with me?
No, I was going to say that I almost swore.
She feels
that.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, what? The other day, we were having a conversation in bed. And Drew, and we were having a conversation in bed, and I was so tired. And I was trying to stay awake. You want to finish this?
Oh,
you fall asleep? I'll give you this one. Go ahead.
I've done that.
Well,
before,
I do tend to get a little chatty at night. I will say that. But I was talking to you, and I look, and your eyes were just shut. Well, and after that little video that I put together, I'm sure nobody is surprised. And I said, are you sleeping? Did you just fall asleep?
I was sitting up, too.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
Oh, I've done it before.
I was so focused on the conversation.
Yeah.
I was trying so hard to keep my eyes open. I just couldn't do
it.
And I remember
right
like,
now.
I am going down.
Nope.
And
And here's the worst. Because I've been there before. We've had conversations. The next thing you know, I'm just out. And you don't even realize it until the next morning. Like, you wake up.
I've literally never done that to anybody.
For Christian, for like us, we wake up and we realize what happened the night before. And that you might have fallen asleep in the middle of this conversation.
Yep.
And you think, when she wakes up, I'm screwed. Because I'm now realizing I fell asleep in the middle of that conversation. I've done that before. It's a bad feeling when you wake up.
It doesn't feel good. All right, so I'm going to take one call real quick. I'm going to take Anthony from Revere. I don't know. You guys may need to punch him up over there. He's, I can't get it. There we go. Anthony, what's up? You're on with the Fouriers and the Maloneys.
Yeah, you know what? The Fouriers and the Maloneys, you guys should have a weekly show every week, this is some of the funniest radio I have ever heard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it would be healthy every week.
That the wives are going at you guys.
I mean, I feel like they. I feel like they're being on. Really. No, I feel like they're being really, actually nice.
I think Steph is going really at Lou, and Lou, you got Glenn is going to like really bear down on you tomorrow. She tore into you. You got
but what? I'm somewhat gassy.
The wives are just going at you guys.
So we fart and we smell. What's not attractive about that?
Come on.
What are you kidding me? Even one of those is bad, but
I have a hard time believing Anthony doesn't smell.
Let me tell you something, Anthony from Revere. Go outside of your front door, okay, and just smell that.
Okay. The first reaction is when you first hear that, it's like, wow, is she really saying that? So that's all I'm saying. That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, that's more than a mouthful.
You know what that's called? That's called love. Anthony.
Yeah, do you you guys have one last quick little?
I want to know you. I thought you have grievances.
I have one.
We're not perfect.
I don't have any.
No, I only have one. I have one.
I don't have the balls to have any right now.
No, I think she took them away. You know what? You should, before you come to work tomorrow, make sure and ask Steph if you can have your balls back.
All right, let's go, tough guy. Let's see what
done
you got.
With my grievances.
All right, well hold on, save it for a second. But when we come back,
yeah.
You and I,
yep.
The husbands,
yeah,
we're going to air our grievances.
Ooh.
That's coming up next.
Okay.
Airing of Grievances Hour on WEEI.
Literally, I'll walk out the door and, like, in his head, he thinks I'm gone, like, out of the house.
No, okay, listen.
And it's
I'm
so
sorry.
Freaking
let me
loud.
Tell you something. Guy.
Such a lie. All right, Kim.
See, wait a minute. There should be, before you get married, there should be, like a contract, like something that you have to go, these checkpoints you need to go over.
Should just look
and
to
like,
my dad.
I should have gotten like instructions or some sort of something.
Like a manual?
Yes, that said this is what's going to come with this person that you're going to marry. Can you agree to these things?
Wow. I mean, it runs in the family.
Not bad.
Angry
not
Lou bad. And angry Steph.
I mean, right. it's I don't know, it's a little it's, bit more,
I think
volume
she was,
more into
I think
it,
she but, was reserved.
Not bad.
All right, let me take one call before we get to give our grievances, Lou. We each get one.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going to get to the not-so-newlywed game. So let me go to Sean in Providence. Sean, what's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, dude, I'm absolutely fabulous right now.
Good. Driving around having fun.
Well, I'm going to Texas in the morning, so I'm going to my friends, and they're going to take me to the airport in the morning in Logan.
All right, that's a good story.
No, all right, is that it, Sean? You just enjoyed the laughter. I heard you're having a blast.
Oh, my God, listen, I have so much fun listening to you guys right now. She is so brutally honest and confident, it kills me because I can relate to what she's saying about the snoring. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we all have that issue. That's what we have to deal with as men. All right, thanks, Sean. Have a safe flight. All right, Lou,
yeah,
I'm
going to
let you go first.
Okay.
Lou, you get one grievance. You get one.
You can only
pick one. We're not piling on. So you get one.
I would say the one grievance is that sometimes there's times where my wife like kind of starts things and doesn't quite finish them.
Are you?
You know, and I think.
No, he's not talking about that.
So, no. Oh, oh, she finishes. No, And one of the things would be, like, we have this discussion, I think, a lot sometimes. I think sometimes with the laundry, you know, when she, like, washes the clothes.
Oh, my God.
And then forgets that the clothes are in there.
Wait, where?
And then,
wait,
like, they're in where? A day later, maybe throws them in the dryer, and then they stink, and just says, blames it on something.
My God.
I'm like, they sat there in the washing machine for, like, 2 days. That's why they're smell.
Are you kidding
me? No,
we
have to rewash them.
So she leaves the clothes in the washing machine.
I think sometimes you do.
Wait a minute. Are you?
Sometimes, when they stink, yes.
That doesn't smell funny.
Oh, my God. This happens in the summertime, and it happens to everybody. Like, if you leave clothes in the wash for even, like, an hour too long.
I think it's more than an hour.
All right. For, like, a day, because you went out and had to do a million other things.
You're very busy.
Yes.
I get
it. So that can happen in the summertime.
Okay.
That happens.
I would say this is a very small grievance.
Yes. But when those clothes smell.
I don't think so.
When they smell.
I think it's actually
get the music going.
Who takes them back? And rewashes
you
all
do.
Of them
yes.
the right way to make sure that they no longer smell. Okay? I mean, come
just
on.
Just say this, my little grievance.
Wow, again, she has them in her hand right now.
What are we talking about?
Will you please give her, give them back to him?
No.
Eventually?
No, not yet.
No. all right. So I have, mine's, I guess, not necessarily a grievance, Kim. It's more of a request.
Oh, so you want her to hand your balls over too or no?
Yeah. I think all people.
You people?
No. All people should take.
Oh, you people.
Should take loading the dishwasher classes.
Listen, I admit I don't, I'm busy. I don't have time to load the dishwasher and perfectly. Maybe you have too much time on your hands.
Well, I mean, no. I think it's, wait, I'm busy. You're busy. Everybody's busy in the house. Yet, I just feel like, listen, if you put the dishes in the dishwasher correctly the first time, somebody won't have to come by afterwards and fix it all.
At least they're in the dishwasher.
No, because they don't get cleaned.
I don't think it needs to be fixed.
I do the dishes.
Don't you stop. I think they do
I
get
do
clean.
The dishes.
How do they get clean if the bowl isn't face down, it's
I'm
face
gonna
up?
I'm going to do, you know what, I'm going to test it out.
And that's not just you. That's all of them. All the kids in the house.
I'm full of water.
Oh, well, listen,
I'm
trying to defend you here.
No, I'm admitting it. I do. I just throw it in there. But I do think that they still get clean. Like, you can throw them in there, however, and...
I think it's a guy thing.
I think it can fill up with water, yes, and then you just rinse it in the sink and dry it and put it in the cabinet.
Yes, I think those little slots.
It is
right
a guy thing. Why do guys care so much about the proper?
Because I mean that's what the dishwasher is for.
I think that's a Christian thing.
I
would say most. Lou,
what?
Do you have an issue? Maybe it is my thing. The dishwasher
it's so
is there.
I hear you barking like all day long about the instruction and giving lesson. To,
I do. I give the kids lessons.
You try to give it to me and I just walk away.
I was
like,
so
nope.
Proud one day. I came
no,
home
I think
and
we got the dishwasher thing
correctly. I was like, wow.
No,
sometimes
really.
Kim would just come and open the door and like throw it in there.
I run away.
He runs away. So then we had to get a sign that we place on the dishwasher because what people were doing is, I would start the dishwasher, and then somebody would open it and then just throw the plate in and walk away.
Not hit
then
restart.
I would come by and then to unload the dishwasher, and then the dishes weren't done. So Kim was like, all right, I solved the problem. I'm going to get an in-use sign. So everyone who walks by the dishwasher knows, and guess who the first person was?
Kim.
No, I was the first
him.
Person.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. Him.
So pissed.
See,
so
I don't
angry.
See. Here's the thing. I think this is another little grievance. See, I don't get any credit for taking the dishes out of that dishwasher.
Hold on, you do take the dishes out.
I take them out
a
lot.
But then you know what you do?
What? This
you
is
leave
the problem.
Them on the counter because you don't want to look to where they should go.
No.
Like
I,
you don't
I,
like. There's
I
a
put
dish
them
that you
away.
Decide, I don't know where.
But
this
there's
goes
some maybe some
here.
Things in the sink that I don't then put in the empty
like
dishwasher.
Like it's a half done
that's
job.
What he does. He but leaves it in the sink.
I put stuff away.
No.
I put stuff away all the time.
But you also
I just don't refill the dishwasher sometimes.
You don't
I
put it
like
all
my
away.
My job is done. I did the dishwasher.
No, you don't put it
I
all
did
away.
I did the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Well, I got a question real quick. I feel like sometimes we play clean the dishes chicken.
Yeah, that's my
like,
least favorite job
I
in
feel
the house.
Like we play, I feel like Kim and I play clean.
Yeah, we do.
Not that I'm like keeping track,
up,
like, but I have noticed. So let's say there's a.
We
there's
do
a,
that.
Let's say there's
I do
a
that
pan.
With my stepdaughter.
Yeah, there's
though,
a pan.
Her husband.
And there's a pan in the sink.
You leave all the pan.
No, no, no. I don't leave. No, I clean. I usually clean it up.
No.
Most of the time.
Not the egg pans.
80% of the time?
The egg pans.
I got to soak it, though.
He leaves the egg pans.
I got
to
soak it.
No, I believe in soaking.
The pan needs to get soaked.
I believe in soaking.
No, you. No.
It's so much easier to clean.
The guys always believe in soaking.
Because it's easier.
No. You just clean it right away.
Just clean it right away.
Kind of, that's not the correct way to clean up.
No,
a
let
pan.
It soak.
Yeah, you got to
no.
let it soak.
Let it soak
let
until
it soak
the wife
so somebody
comes
else
and,
can
and,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, let it soak. I'll get to
wow.
it.
I guess.
I'll let it soak until you get home.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like one time we had a pan in the sink for at least a week. And we both walked by it. And I kept, you know what I kept doing, Lou? I kept filling it up and said it needs to soak.
Pillow.
No, we're actually. I think we're okay with that part of it. But when, you know, when my stepdaughter's home, you know, and her husband, because they live with us during like the off season type thing, he plays hockey. We play that game with them.
Like they'll make eggs.
They
and
love to soak
and her
everything.
Steph and I will sit there and
they
say,
love to soak everything. They, you know,
I'll leave that damn freaking pan in that
they
sink
soak their water
until they clean this son of a bitch.
I can't take it though.
Yeah, I
can't.
Listen, I'll
do you think I? Who do you think
there's
gives
an egg
first?
Pan in the sink right now?
Wait, who do you? Wait, did I make eggs this morning?
Boy. I'm done.
I think I did.
You did.
But who breaks first? I usually, if we're playing chicken, I always blink first, right? She's nodding yes. I always agree. No, I mean, I usually blink first.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, you know what Kim's nickname is? You know what her nickname is? I want you guys, no, you'll never guess it. Pepe.
What? Pepe?
Yeah, my little mule.
Like
stubborn as a mule. Stubborn.
I was thinking of that smelly skunk.
No. Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah.
No.
There was a mule
she smells
named
great.
Pepe. Yeah, like I was wondering
great.
Why you would give her that.
Deodorant.
Oh, that's right. Did you put toilet paper under there?
No, I wore my jacket on.
Wait, what?
I texted you. Do you have any deodorant?
No, I know. You said you didn't have deodorant. I don't either. I have toothpaste and a toothbrush. So you would put.
That's not going to help my armpits.
I like the smell of armpits.
You do?
Oh my god!
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just anyway. Kidding. That's a great segue. That is a great segue to the very first edition of the Not So Newlywed Game.
Live from Brighton, Massachusetts, it's the brand new Newlywed Game. Now let's meet our not so newlywed couples of the day. Couple number one, it's Kim and Christian Fourier. Couple number two, say hello to Steph and Lou Merlone.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do.
What do we
Since
got?
I prematurely set that. It's all Eamon's fault.
We're supposed to go to break,
I was supposed to go to break, but I didn't go to break. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to get one question, and we're going to come back and do the rest. So, Eamon, so how this is going to work is you are the host.
Yeah.
You're Bob Eubank.
Gotcha.
And you are going to, the girls have already given you their questions.
Yeah.
We've given you our questions. You're going to give me one of the girls' questions, just one, and we're gonna wait to answer it after the break. All right?
Professional tease there, Mr. Christian.
Ladies, are you guys ready for this? You guys have talked amongst yourselves? And,
we're ready.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to ask one question each.
Just what are the prizes?
Just one question. Lou and I get to think about it during the break.
All right. So for Christian and Lou.
Oh, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not
wait,
fair?
No. Wait, they get to think about
I'll
that?
Answer yes. I'll answer it right now.
Let's right. just go to break. Where's the break button?
Sorry.
All right, hold on.
Sound like
we know who wears the pants.
Play the music. Play the music. Bring us out, and we come back, and we start
all
the
right,
game.
All right, good.
Live from Brighton, Massachusetts, it's the brand new Newlywed Game. Now let's meet our not-so-newlywed couples of the day. Couple number one, it's Kim and Christian Fourier. Couple number two, say hello to Steph and Lou Merlone.
Thank you.
Hello. All right. Oh, Steph and Lou are fighting again. Oh, no, they're what fighting.
No, I can't turn these things down. They're so loud.
It's the knob. Hey,
Tyler,
the knob
come on in
working.
Here. The knob isn't working, Lou.
We're sending help, Steph.
Here comes.
We will send you assistance.
Lou, you're doing it wrong, Lou.
So we're asking Tyler for help.
Tyler, can you help?
Wait. Oh, these are the wrong thingamajiggies.
What is
oh, I'm sorry.
They're the wrong headphones. She put the wrong headphones on.
Wait, why did you do that around her?
Leave me out of this one. Oh, boy, leave me out of that one.
All right.
What do you got?
Okay. All right. Everybody settle down.
Let's do this.
Settle down. All right. Eamon. So, are you ready? Ladies, are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it. I'm
ready. Okay. All right. So, go ahead, host.
We doing
host.
Guys first?
Yeah.
Yes.
As these we, are the questions. Promise the audience.
These are the questions from the ladies. We got to see how well we know our ladies.
All right, boys. First of three questions. Number one, what's her favorite body part on a man?
Arms.
You want to go first?
Arms.
What is her...
My wife's?
So, your answer is arms.
Yes.
Okay. So, what is... Oh, crap. This is like a... Okay, hold on. Jeez, I think I'm going to say arms also. I'm going to go with arms.
Buttocks?
No, hold on. Let me think about this. No, it's not the pee-pee.
Arms.
No. That's a given.
I win, right? One for one?
Are we supposed to answer? Wait, hold on. Wait till I give my
final answer.
Okay.
All right, so Lou says arms.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. It's not belly. It's not my legs. It's not my feet.
Maybe it's not yours. You know what? Period.
Is it my arms?
Maybe it's not yours.
Your arms on any man.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go arms. I'm going to go specifically shoulders.
Huh?
Okay.
Are we right?
Ladies, you going to give your answers?
Yes, shoulders.
Shoulders. Ooh, I was specifically right.
Arms.
You need to get more specific.
Ooh.
Arms. Christian did.
Yeah.
Aren't what part?
Like the tricep, bicep.
You don't have any.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Triceps.
Arms.
Okay.
Yes.
High five from there, babe. That's not. Sorry. 48. Kicking ass.
Yeah, my pipes.
They don't get credit for that. They don't really get credit.
He likes my pipes.
You had to talk her into it. You talked her into it.
No, it's arms, for God's sakes. Triceps.
I mean, I saw you looking at her triceps, and she was like, yeah, she's a competitive fan.
Whatever. Next question.
All right, crap. Next one.
Boys, the next question, one perhaps a little bit harder.
Wait. Hold on.
What is the first concert she ever attended?
Oh, I know this one.
Jesus.
New Kids. New Kids for Kim.
I was going to say boy band, too. I know it wasn't freaking, what's her name, who sucked out in Vegas.
It's not Britney Spears.
Sucked the life out of the show. Britney Spears was awful.
That was the first time I ever saw her.
That's what I mean. That wasn't your first concert.
No.
No, it wasn't. No. God, first concert?
What'd you say?
I said New Kids.
New Kids?
You already answered it.
Hey, do you want to call the New Kids on the Block?
I don't know. Run DMC.
Okay, answer is closed. Answer is closed. Eamon?
Ladies?
First concert?
Yep.
Okay, I'm right?
I'm actually very surprised so far.
High five from there. Come on.
Mine was props. Rick Springfield.
Jesse's girl?
That's a great first concert. That's a great one. Yeah.
All right, I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good about
myself.
What
was my first concert?
Your question's next. Go ahead.
You have to wait your turn for that one.
Eamon.
Last one, boys. If stuck on a desert island with any celebrity, who would your wife choose?
Oh, this is easy again.
Really?
I'm going to let you go first.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Is that celebrity?
All right. Hold on.
He's a celebrity.
See, Kim and I used to have this thing where we would each have a top five list. And there's been one guy that's been a constant on her top five list. And David Beckham used to hold the number one slot.
I know it is.
I'm going to go on a limb here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be vulnerable. I'm going to say Jason Taylor.
That's it.
No.
Oh!
Am I right?
You're wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
That's not who I said.
Luke Bryan?
Kim can vouch for me. That is not what I said.
Who was it?
Who is it?
Kim, do hers first.
All right, what's yours?
Chris Hemsworth.
That was my second choice. Damn.
See, Kim went the, like,
route.
The looks sexy route.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always stuck on an island.
I mean,
I think I like their questions better than ours.
Who'd more, like, boring, but very intellectual.
Steph kind of made me feel terrible by myself.
Wait, what was yours?
She said Oprah.
Wait, what?
The idea is to pick a man.
I didn't want to feel like, I didn't want Oprah to make me feel bad about my life.
She has those favorite things that she puts out every year.
Like, I was thinking, like, some guy you think is hot.
The favorite things, but what are you going to do with it, honey?
You want to be with Oprah?
Why would I need to be with any other man?
You know, hold on a second.
That's a very good point.
I feel like this was a misleading question. I think we need another one from the women. Can you give me one more from the women? I feel like this was a trick question.
Oprah.
Oh, my God.
Oprah? I thought you were talking about, I thought it had to be a man.
Hey, Luke Bryan. I was close.
All right, you asked for another one. You're going to get one that may be a little bit harder. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
What did she want to be when she grew up?
A unicorn.
Oh, I know this one. I know this one also. A unicorn.
I am a unicorn.
I know this one. Is that your answer?
No, you have no clue. Well, no.
All right.
I know
I'm going to say, when you were younger, what are you talking like 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. It's either a lawyer. No.
What?
No, I knew it wasn't a lawyer.
I'm going to say it was a dancer.
It was a dancer. You wanted to be a dancer because your favorite movie
as a kid
was Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Like a solid gold-esque type dancer.
I think I know.
Something like that.
Can I give it a bid?
Yeah.
You're going to guess Kim's answer?
No. Yours. Other than the unicorn, of course. You want to be an actress on General Hospital.
With Glenn.
No. That was later in life.
Okay.
like so, a couple years ago.
You want to be like a princess? How old are we talking about? Like when you're like two?
Like 7, 8 years. Like what? We said 7, 8, mm-hmm. 9. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
well, I met you.
So your answer was what?
I wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Get out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look at you. All right, Kim.
Winner.
Yeah, mine was solid gold dancer.
I knew it.
I know. I'm actually shocked right now.
Well, I can't believe you don't think I pay attention to this.
Don't ever claim that you forget. Oh, I forgot.
I totally
because you know what? I call BS now.
See, you're actually setting yourself
forever.
Up now.
I did.
He did.
I really. You know totally. What? It's the competitive spirit in me.
No, no. I know that you're lying when you say you forgot. When you claim to have forgotten.
So the questions we have for them.
They kind of suck.
I got kind of confused because I thought these were like mutual questions.
For you and I?
Yeah, the questions that we put together is like for me to have an answer. It's more like me answering for her.
The questions you are asking her are for you.
No, the next one's for us.
Now it's
our turn.
Okay, so now we're going to the men.
Yeah.
Okay, so these questions are for the ladies. Ladies, Eamon is going to ask the questions. We're going to see what you got.
Ladies, are you ready?
Yep.
What is your spouse's favorite junk food?
Okay. Currently, I would say vanilla Oreos.
Lou? Steph, sorry.
Vanilla Oreos. I have a lot of junk food favorites.
Yeah, I think probably ice cream.
What type of ice cream?
Cookie dough.
Lou, is she right?
It is ice cream, but I don't
eat. Oh, no.
Our son eats cookie dough.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so technically.
It's purple, no, it's that.
Purple cow.
The one with the Oreo.
Black raspberry.
Are we going to accept ice cream?
Razzo.
We're not going to accept ice cream as an answer.
Ice cream
doesn't work?
No, it doesn't work. I would say this. Ice cream Kim, you are 1,000% correct. I am obsessed with vanilla Oreo cookies. I eat them all the time, and I blame it all on Kim.
All right.
I tell her not to put them out there.
I think ice cream, quite frankly, was a good answer.
All right, give me another one. Ready, ladies?
All right, ladies, the strangest gift your man has ever bought for you.
Oh.
Well, you got to define strange. It might be appropriate.
No, strange is strange.
Okay.
All right, Steph, you got to go first this time.
Well, I don't think it's strange, but he thought it was strange.
Okay.
Even though he bought it anyways. And others might think it's strange, but it definitely was probably my table saw.
Hold on. Don't say anything yet. All right. Because we already talked about this, you and I. All right, Kim.
Okay.
Hold on. Butter table saw.
All right.
Just say it.
Can it be inappropriate?
Of course.
All right. Christian bought me a latex bodysuit. That was literally, it was supposed to be, you know, fitted.
Cool and awesome.
But it definitely came from some
third world country.
Country. Yeah. And it was crotchless, but it smelled like a tire.
It was like edible?
And it had like a powder film on it.
Yeah. Did not look like the picture.
It was so disgusting.
Oh my!
The picture.
It looks so much better in a photo.
We decided we were going to give like kinky gifts.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm like, the latex, awesome.
That's this body.
You know, and
so,
then this thing, it's like it was like an inner tube from like a bike tire. That's what it smelled like, right?
It smelled, yeah.
And you know, like, and when you, it's got that white film on it and dusty.
I could probably blow it up and the kids could go snow tubing on it.
Christmas?
Yeah. And it was like 5 feet
Morning?
Wide.
With the kids?
Oh, no.
It's adult Christmas.
So is she right?
Christmas.
She's 100% right.
Yeah. Yes,
so isn't she?
I know. You told me the table saw.
But here's the thing. So Steph, like, she grew up, like, her father, two great hobbies, right? She liked the landscaping stuff around the house and building stuff. Like, she's taken, how many walls have you taken down, like, by herself?
I hear all about the stories.
By building built-in. So these are things she really enjoys. So I thought I'd get a little one of those retractable tables and this big saw that goes on it so she can cut and does all of her handiwork.
All right. All right, we gotta grind through. Last one right here.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Eamon.
Last question of the not so newlyweds game. Ladies, what is your spouse's favorite movie?
Oh, this is too easy.
Oh, jeez.
There's multiple
this
questions.
This is too easy.
Multiple questions.
Easy. Rocky.
I think we Go ahead.
Rocky 1 through 82.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this one was a layup.
Yeah,
this was a layup. You're correct. 100% correct.
Godfather.
100% correct. Do you have a give me a bonus for the ladies? Give me a bonus. Just grab any random one.
7.
7, give 7.
Number 7. What frightens your spouse the most?
Sharks. Me frightens him. And the swimming pool, most specifically.
He's scared of sharks in his swimming pool. I mean, yeah. How do you, seriously? Like, who's scared of sharks in their swimming pool?
Him.
Yeah, this is a tough one because nothing scares me.
Oh, dude.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm a macho man. I'm nobody good. Yeah.
What scares me? I don't know what I'm scares me.
Well, if I had that video on my phone still.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's two things I would say. I would say snakes.
That's you.
Well, that's me too. But if I had the video, I could prove that it's baby squirrels.
What? That sucked.
Baby squirrels.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Were
more
there
the,
a lot of them?
No, it was.
Yes.
It was more like the unknown.
Six of them squeaking.
You guys have like a grill outside in the wintertime?
Yes. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking
so
about.
So I went in the grill in the middle of the winter after like a snowstorm, big one, and it had leaves all over the place when I went to go and do the gas. So yeah. I just started clearing out the leaves.
Oh.
As I'm clearing out the leaves, crap starts chirping. Like, things start, like, screaming at me. Animals.
The leaves.
So I, like, freaked out. And I jumped.
And screamed.
And so I was like, I didn't know what that. Wait, I mean, you just go in and clear the leaves out. Next thing you know, there's animals in there. And it was, like, baby squirrels. And they were, like, just pink. And they're all over the place. And they're crying and screaming.
I remember that. Oh, it's
and
disgusting.
It was freaky, and it freaked me out, man. It freaked me out.
I tell you what, during the when the spring comes around, and I got to go out and
Danielle
like,
likes baby squirrels, by the way. She
likes baby
them.
Squirrels?
She saves them.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I remember talking to her about this.
Okay, we'll talk to her about
We'll bring that up at 4:30 in the
it's
morning.
It scared the living hell out of me.
All right, so who won? Eamon?
We're going to give it to the guys.
Oh, come on now.
It's actually a.
Right, you know what? That is not.
I think it was
true.
The Fauxiers.
No, I was pointing to us.
Oh, like yeah. It was the Fauxiers. The Fauxiers.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was just guys versus girls.
Well, in the end, I don't know. You know,
I think
see,
the
that's
kind
of what
won.
I thought too.
You know what? Here's what I'll say. We will reconvene at a later date. I would say this has been a big hit. I would say we're only missing one other couple, and for some reason, that couple was afraid. To come on.
Glenn was not afraid.
Glenn.
Well, maybe they listened and now
Glenn
they're not scared
asleep.
Anymore.
We should call. Do we have time to call Glenn right now?
We should try.
Can we not call?
Do you think he's awake?
I don't know what to do.
I was listening to your segment and I was also watching the game.
He's
and
in
I was
his
watching
silk,
the Celtics.
He's in his
and
silk
I was watching
jammies.
The Blazers and then I was also watching what was going on with the impeachment and then I was also watching what was going on. And he's watching everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
I Rita saw Oregon play. Actually, they look pretty good, too.
Northern Illinois is on the TV, too.
Utah State should have beat them.
Did you guys like this?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
This was fun. You have a good time,
this
Kim?
Fun.
I had a good time.
Steph, you had a great time?
I think
time.
It's good. We should do it more often.
I feel like this is therapy. It's therapy.
I'm in. Yeah. Maybe we'll come in like...
Can we do it a little earlier?
Maybe work like late nights. We'll come in with Mark, actually, some nights. Like after Mutt, like with Mark James. And the four of us will come in and hang out.
Can you refresh that real quick, or did you lose it?
No. It's right here.
What do you got? Refresh it. Let's see what we're at.
We are at... $41,246.
Wow. So we didn't come close. We didn't get to the 10.
We didn't get that 10.
All right. So listen. So here's the traffic report. All right. So the Fauxier Maloney Love Hour is over. We have Mark James and we have Fitzy coming on from now until 2 a.m. And we're still raising money. We're still doing good work. We still got a lot of great programming for you. So I want to say thanks to Steph. Thanks to Kim, sweetheart, for coming in. I appreciate it. I love you. You will be back at 4:30 a.m. Are you up for that?
I'm going to take a very quick nap.
Quick nap. And you're going to come back. And then we have the premiere of the Lady Game.
Hey, let me say
what? Oh, I can't say that?
Can't call it that.
Oh, that's right.
Christian, congrats. By the way, you had a goal. You've reached it. You set new goals. Now the new goal is $50,000. What are we working on right now? You're working on 10 hours.
Am I working on 10?
10 hours. So you got Mark and Fitzy. You get through the night.
Yep.
I'll shoot you a text when I get up in the morning.
Sure thing.
God, you see how Come you're on. Doing? But Come I think on. What you're doing is absolutely outstanding, yeah. And thank you. And a lot of people want to thank you as well.
Well, listen, I could have done it without you, Kim, and you, Steph. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for helping out. I know it's not an ideal time, but I think we're having a lot of fun. Yeah. I think people are entertained, and I think that was my goal. And this is something we can do again, right?
I'm in.
High fives to everybody. High fives to everybody.
By the way, yes. We should have went to Alan in Louisiana, who apparently thinks that farting is natural.
That's why we didn't.
You know what? Grab Alan real quick.
He's gone.
Grab Alan real quick.
Oh,
he gone?
Is it too late? Alan, can you please help me out here?
Yeah, I can help you.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, they were saying that stuff. That's a rite of passage in Louisiana. You have to fart.
What?
You know, because everyone eats red beans and stuff. When people turn 40, they serve them red beans and rice, and they have 40 parties.
Yeah.
They have 40 parties?
40 parties when you turn 40.
I think, Lou, I think you should be the guest of honor.
I don't live in Louisiana.
Oh. That's your kind of party.
We have a lot of red beans and rice.
Okay, all right. House, so. We got to go. All we got to get out of here. Quick little break. We're going to sell some soap. And the boys, I think we're calling it the Mad Men. The Mad Men, couple hours. The ladies are still talking. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Why are you selling soap?
We're selling soap.
It's a phrase.
It's a phrase I use.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.